thus saith truth. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of ultra economic, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Lord Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in the natural appearance. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Sharyaputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered to Venerable Sharyaputra with these words, Sharyaputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural images. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Sharyaputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or impure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Sharyaputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Sharyaputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhists who dwell in the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, a mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamagate bodhisattva. Sharyaputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva is trained in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi, said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken about him. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the blessed one had
Yeah. 담비 남아 속에 숨어 이 통탄인의 샤완이 뒤진 차진 소원되어 되어 와서
So as the Kadamba master advice, you know, two important things to do when we listen to the teaching at the beginning to have a good motivation, and at the end, dedicate the accumulation of merit for the sake of all sentient beings.
통탄이라 시화는 이게 통민 시화대 가르쳐서나 네 개척하듯이 시화이나 천하기 대리 단다 가르쳐 위해 봐 슬라우스나 아니 이게 대체 되는 게 이제 추에 시작해요
So the activities need to done in the beginning is like if we directly say that, you know, what are you doing now? Then, you know, immediately, you know, we should respond that, you know, I am listening to the teaching in order to practice to benefit for all the sentient beings.
Then you shall carry it to Chevy's with Shawal and Momboy Beno Yangaso Terry, Concourse of Bishawate, Taji, Sanjay Chusoman, Sumbanagi, Dollar Pinch, Sanjay Duba Show, Savanagi. 로바 선제 던질에 편바임비 된다라니 예 아니 담비 추어생에 대해 대리 아니 녀위세데 녀바도 그해지로 왔어
So how you know we should do that is as we recite before you know beginning you know begin with taking refuge in the three jewels for the sake of all sentient being, I will listen to this, great teachings.
Then you can draw a Sanjay Tanjila pen by Yuan Jebala, Ale Tombo, Rani, Ye, any somebody, Pursuit of which is Marwasala.
So, first, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, first, we must, have a, calm mind within ourselves. So, in order to achieve this kind of calm, peaceful mind, Buddha has given many different teachings. All these are teachings are focused to become a peaceful person.
Then you say, Maruban, they took consum banagi sunsatella, Mimbachis, or consum satinilla, any dejan the yumachi in the Munion Arogichi. Taco Rococh and a son of Candaton, a Kajangarogi, same Maruban, the Dutch Jago do that. Candichan ya song and rochi, send a swachi tombolego do achidan, Chukadichanaya.
So, looking at all the teachings and all the aspect of the teachings, the main aim of the teaching and our practice should be focused to discipline our mind, and train our mind in a disciplined way. So we should always keep in our mind that that is the only purpose.
Mune ngaro ge hota bata jene tombo rani ge se maro ba de kaon de tu tu chi de ni de de nyang do la ni kaon jen la pen to de jin wa ji ne ba de che ge ni de che tu ge mune ji nga zo tan ji so na ge ge ni la ma je jen de da ge ni xin je lo ro ji ye se ro ji ja che sa ne gyo no chang chu ge se ngo se se ma to na ka je ten ri ji ge ngo lo ro tu ge ne ba de ni che yun ta ne ma zo de mi ba che ge da sa.
So therefore, as mentioned, you know, before, you know, from, you know, different method and different means, we try to achieve that kind of, at least that kind of goal, if we could able to, you know, achieve the, you know, body, mind, that is great, at least, you know, we should focus on this thing and will meditate for, you know, for a while on this, you know, reshaping our mind.
Tangun yung chonyan do du su na, ma shogi kan che tu tu jing, rogi sen la da chi jing ba ti chekhin da su, ma chen de la. Ti yun busu do uji da chi, kuro chang ya gu ming, nga rogi sen de la da chi jing de che tu a chekhin da su, ma rogi nga ba chi che da pe chi che na, ka tu ka tsa uji pen do ka uri la da.
So, okay, now we should, make a pledge or as you know that I will tackle my mind to become a disciplined one through, you know, different method and try my best to obtain that kind of thing.
Tenjuchin go chitsu ne sosu ki lanin chi mada wa ina tisu de bete rosha saro wala da da yinbi soro minbi soro jene.
So if we don't make that kind of, you know, pledge or, you know, that kind of resolution, then, you know, time really goes very fast, and, you know, we cannot afford to pretend like sometimes we pretend to be, you know, kind of practicing, and sometimes, you know, maybe we forgot our practice. Not like if we do like that, then, you know, time goes really fast, and, you know, the time doesn't hold.
Tendriki rangsen le taje che ye tangcha chue na chamin ri ba de che ngi ba chi thod po de te che na min ri wa sang ni de che le na mo ne phen do ro la.
So if we able to, you know, discipline our mind, tame our mind, transform our mind, then, you know, if, you know, some catastrophic or disaster happen, then, you know, we can really, you know, it won't really affect much, like, you know, like an impossible things happen like that.
Toma member na tanda pa de dabo jaya mengi ki semba de gigen chile situ ya raso na mene pendo chimbo rwa na.
So from beginningless time, you know, we didn't take care our this wild, you know, untamed mind. So, you know, now we got all these kind of resources. So now is the time to, you know, to, you know, give this, you know, wild mind to tame from a great master. So for this thing, you know, we don't blame the time, and we also don't have to blame that, you know, I don't know how to practice like that. So with this kind of, you know, extraordinary attitude or motivation, what we're gonna do is we're gonna listen and, you know, explain the teaching, which is, you know, the essence or the heart of all the, teachings of the Buddhas and the great masters. It is not like somebody, you know, just made up and, you know, is kind of, you know, fake or, you know, not like that.
Shinta chenpo nongji shishung yinji lumbi ngadru ma yinsa, lumbi ngadru de ma yinsa.
And it is the tradition of, you know, great, you know, Indian, you know, tail blazer masters of the Buddha's teaching, and it is not like some kind of, you know, story told by some dumb people.
Kedru tamba no ji nyanyo yin ji sazin ki chuna de ma yin son de.
And this is, you know, scholars and the practitioners, you know, scholars and practitioners, you know, instruction that which they have experienced and accomplished, not to seek the, you know, the mundane, you know, desires like wealth, possessions, foods, and so on.
Lami shangju ji zhongna yin ji nyangi yangsa te ma yin son.
And it is the, you know, it is the, you know, authentic practice of the great masters, not like a dangerous clip that you fall down and mourn all the time.
So that
kind of great, you know, authentic teaching is what we're going to listen and, you know, what we're going to explain.
Then you choose the Sumba Bosses and Sanjane, the Tanda Pada, Susa Ilam Pada, any Yanuris Sonshade or all that.
Who gave this teaching is, you know, the source of the teaching, you know, come from Buddha Shakyamuni and, you know, unbroken lineage until now.
Then you choose the new day in it. Karadilan Kogore, Chu, any song at the Yeni Karadilan Kogore said, Nishi Chetasha to say the Rokatushena, such as somebody.
So that kind of teaching, you know, that how we're going to listen and how one's going to teach is the third chapter.
Matsuko Supopata is such as Jibagoneva, any young much in Lomachetati Rimbas, Dambak Muches and the Jung Muches and Lomachetati Rimbasing it.
So we are on the fourth chapter, which is the actual text, you know, the main text that is, you know, the actual instruction how to lead the, you know, disciple into the path.
Tell the Tombo Kitchen, Karate Salah, you know, Chosun Sua Karate Salada.
So if Rinpoche asked that, you know, from all this, which one is the most, you know, important or critical? If Rinpoche asked, then what kind of sense, you know, you guys experience? So we should answer without doubt. You know, it is the, you know, root of the path is reliance on the Guru. So if we consider ourselves as a practitioner, then, you know, we need to be really, you know, go systematically, you know, chapter by chapter. And it is important to, you know, remember the chapter. Once you recall the chapter, immediately it reveals all the, you know, practice included in that chapter. But, you know, in this kind of degenerated time, you know, not only, you know, Buddha's teaching, but all the, you know, teachings, you know, people want to gain the knowledge as a, you know, as an intellectual level, but, you know, they don't, you know, feel like, you know, it is to put into practice. We shouldn't leave that into the intellectual level. You know, no, nobody feels like that.
Pena mamba ne pena zamani da kaje kange je pena data khepa ge lomba kange ne pa chilo me penge je chaye ne kan dosa.
So you know, if most people do like that, not putting into practice, then someday, you know, it seems like, you know, it seems like to happen like, you know, in the country there are many, you know, skillful doctors, but, you know, they cannot able to cure any patients. So maybe going to happen something like that.
So 나자 토마메 번은 콘데게 얘기니 그 연사 때문에 쩌벌라 로마노 같은 게 개체다 쳐서는 카투던 송샤도
So, in this way, you know, the root of our practice should be the, you know, reliance on the Guru is very important because, you know, as Gishi Podhuva mentioned earlier, that, you know, in our life, you know, if we have to travel through a, you know, dangerous place, then you need to rely on a you know, reliable, you know, knowledgeable guide to cross that place. So, you know, in our Dharma practice, you know, if we don't found a guide, you know, or the teacher, you know, that can lead us through, you know, through unknown place, like, you know, like our afterlife and so on. So, you know, why it totally makes sense to, you know, have a good, authentic, you know, guide or the teachers to rely on.
ke chuchu de churang sugi de ngonzi che jo malo da pende shenye de se ke chambo re se di ji pende bebe ji lama de se sa chambo yin bane ji tende ji ngonzi che jo malo da lama na wa de yi ji gegen ji ke chambo re se la we di ko jin yo gi ke che re ma do bebe lama ji sa chambo se de de tende ke che ji ne ma re la da di ko wa le na be de tu do la da
so you know reliance on the teacher or the guru is so important in our practice. That doesn't mean that, you know, the Tibetan lamas, you know, are very, you know, very precious and important, you know. That doesn't mean like that. You know, it means that whoever, you know, whether it's a Tibetan lama or any kind of, you know, lay practitioner, man or, you know, woman, whoever, you know, who can guide you, you know, unmistakably through your practice, you know, that should be the, you know, your guru, and that you should rely on that person, you know, all the time. So first we need to, you know, find a unmistaken teacher or the guru. Then after that, what we have to do is we have to understand the, you know, precious and the potential of this human life. And after we know that, then how we gonna make use of this, you know, precious human life in, you know, to benefit ourselves and the infinite sentient beings. So in this, you know, world, from the peak of the existence to the lowest of the existence, you know, in between this, there are, you know, infinite sentient beings. Among all these sentient beings, you know, which, you know, life is the best is, you know, human our life is the, you know, precious among all the sentient beings.
Karichene yashore se sona ni dyonda ji duwe ta lang so gi le ten le la ji du thwe gi le ten ji wa me ba sa.
So why the human life is so precious is, you know, only human life can, you know, attain, you know, directly, if you directly say, in only in human life, you know, can achieve enlightenment. You know, other than human life, you know, it is very hard or maybe almost impossible. First is to recognize the precious human rebirth, and then then after that, you know, recognize the, you know, preciousness of the human rebirth, then, you know, what kind of potential or the benefit this human life can achieve. These are the two things. And then, you know, recognizing those two things, then third, you know, it is, you know, very hard to obtain or to get. Human life is very hard in terms of, you know, example, and in terms of substantial.
Mm-hmm. Tanya said katun robin da kas pe chege zhan zhan den. Dela du go ba ne. Ne nga so ge mi le tien chapa chen ta le de tien ga du go sa na yin ji mi ji. Ne dam bi chu jing ye ba de du go re. Ga re chen de du go re sa la na dela du go ba ne. Sinche tangche dewa dhoba da donghe mendoeba kona yin laas, dewa dhoba da donghe sewa ang tambichu kona la ra lebi shiro osa, jinsen.
So now we go through the text, it's 126 at the end, you know, number one, the need to practice the teaching, because all living beings only want happiness and do not want suffering. And because achieving happiness and elevating suffering, you know, depend only on practicing the teachings.
Tell us if you show the Jachim was on a genimaton, any consul social magistana donor. Any, oh, Naro, you choose Madun and the Samari. Chudugo carriage says on a ngarong yin dewa ye dene dewa re dewa mewa dene dongye re ene dewa yuwa ye dewa dang mendewa mebo zuwa ye dongye nipo tela chu mato tashi jine menduwa se ne taji jie gu guduwa la.
So, you know, for these things, you know, all living beings, you know, first, you know, live here, and we need to focus on ourselves. You know, what we want is happiness, and we don't want suffering. That is clear. And, you know, we want happiness, and to achieve happiness is, you know, practicing Dharma. And to overcome suffering is also practicing Dharma, you know. Only by practicing Dharma, we can achieve, you know, true happiness, and we can overcome the root of the suffering, and not only that, the causes of the suffering, and altogether.
jitsen jenda pena ku yu chu du chu che ge de ko pena na ba yin bi je wa yin bi she re se jense ko so na ta de de gre we la da pe che che mo chi ma ro la da jense yang na ko pena ta wa re sa da wo de de lo so na
so you know one need to you know practice the teaching why if we say because he's he consider you know that person consider as a Buddhist or you know that that person is a monks or monk or a nun so if we reason like that you know that is not a you know good reason
then so cha so de jin yin chen che le chu du ge de ni de wan de le dong ye me de ba yin bi shi le sa so na jin se
So the right reason or the good reason would be, you know, all the living beings, you know, should practice, you know, spirituality or, you know, teaching. Because, you know, all living beings want happiness and do not want suffering if that would be the right reason
pen chu su tele jembe ru pen ro chu chu du gu gu ma de dong se ta tele jembe yori sen la ye be sen da le
so if that this is not the good right reason then you know somebody must have an answer that you know to achieve happiness and to overcome suffering you don't have to practice there is another you know other you know alternative or other good method than the teaching if somebody got that then you know we'll find out
lari chenpo no ne chu khana la ra lin bi shir se di chu ki ko ma do yo ma re song do ta chen do la da
in this teaching you know the lama tsongkhapa make it clear that you know to achieve happiness and to overcome suffering the method is only practicing the teaching
Tēnā chērā tsukī dōngiān tātō lī yō rī, dōngiān pēnā ngā yīnguā nā sō na chū yīnguā chāgu mā rī, tēlā ngā mē jī tōng nā chāgu rī sī, kēchē tēnā jī mī mā tō hiyā yō mā rī lā tā, tēnā jī hiyā yō rī sī lā tā.
So if, you know, somebody has another method, maybe something like that, I got a headache, so, you know, by practicing Dharma, my headache won't, you know, go away. I have to take the medicine to, you know, get rid of my headache. So that kind of might be the only reason.
Tendriki jinsen chiko so na tendriki jinsen ko sa ki dunghe tanda ngu yabu zin tuwa ma la da.
So if somebody, you know, give this, that, like that kind of reason, then, you know, that person don't yet have recognized the true, you know, definition of suffering.
Pena digi jinsen de la son pena ko pena nambi chure se de ji namba ikhel nge chen ji da ji nga pena yishu yin se de ji shulo ro ge de jin de rem do asala da
so what we you know understand here is that you know to practice the teaching you don't need to be Buddhist you know to practice teaching you know only Buddhists can practice and you know other you know non-believers and other you know traditions believers you know they don't have to you know go away you know it is relevant to Buddhist, non-Buddhist, and also the other believers too.
Pene jinsen jache sana sana mo yando ne yang yeshe de chu ko lo ba le sig la da yang ma chu ka ni yin de min yin chi min ji na bi lang la shu gu du de de ge cha ma le la da me ji yin chin che la pe na de wan de yi ta she la pe na shang chu ge sen sen de na ba ge cha chu ma re ni ji sen de chu ma re dong he jin sen che le mi ne ko le pen do yong ya de da re dong he jin sen che ta che de wa la ko ya sen de ko ji dong ba chi ji sen dong ge cha ge ma ro la da sa na jache sa tong tu na
So because, you know, to practice compassion and kindness and all those things, you know, all the sentient beings, you know, appreciate that. And, you know, if somebody is, you know, benefiting to overcome the suffering of other, it also, you know, appreciated by, you know, everybody, whether it's a Buddhist, whether it's a non-believer or another, you know, traditions believer, you know, everybody, you know, will appreciate and, you know, everybody like that.
Karichene dukure sana chora de dewan de donghe me de bare do as lo ne jinse de ki je thoe chi gor sala da
so you know if you met somebody you know for example if you meet somebody then you know if you tell that person you need to practice the teaching then he will say why I need to practice the teaching because you want happiness and you or don't want suffering. So, you know, that would be the clear.
Bena nga chung, senyi bata si, chichi yinbi shir se so na, ini, tenyi na tenyi gogo rebe se di, chapa kele na, ini, masik tasi tong roni che se, tenyi yungo re la da, jinsen yang da.
So in the debate, how the logic and reason, you know, displays in the, you know, in the monastery's courtyard when the monks and nuns and people, you know, debate at that time, you know, like that mentioned here, you know, you need to practice the teaching. Then other people will say, why I need to practice the teaching? Because you want happiness and you don't want suffering. So then, that make clear, you know, if you want happiness, don't want suffering, there is no other method than practicing the teaching. So that is the, you know, logical reasoning to practice teaching that will overcome suffering and bring more happiness.
Tāwāna chūyate dhūk gugūya nā yīni dhūk nīgūrībē, dhūk tūgūrībē sā nā ngīpā dhūk tūgūrēs. Nīpā dhūk nīpā nēs. Nī kāntrī chēne dhūk tūgūrē, dhūk nīgūrē sā sō nā yīni chērāna dhūk tūyate dhūk nīgē, yīni shīnā kī chēne kā tsāndu wās.
So we read through the text. Second, the ability to practice, you know, because you are endowed with the external condition, a teacher, and the internal conditions, leisure and opportunity. So, you know, we need to practice Dharma. Then, you know, can we able to practice? We have the ability to practice. Then we, you know, here it says, yes, because, you know, we can able to practice Dharma because, you know, all the resources are there.
So,
why, you know, we can able to practice teaching? Because, you know, external conditions, you have met the you know, unmistaken teachers. There are lots available, and you know, internal conditions. You know, we are human being, and we have human intelligence, and we got the leisure, and we got the all the opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
So among here within us, you know, like mentioned here, you know, we all have met all the, you know, resources in order to practice. So only reason for us would be, you know, I have to go to work. So that could be the only reason that I cannot able to practice teaching, because I have to go to work. That would be the only, you know, disadvantage.
So the
what you mentioned here is very true, because you know, external conditions, you know, a teacher, you know, there are, you know, many available, you know. So not only that, you know, that you know, the not like, you know, old times. Nowadays, you know, there are a lot of texts that really, you know, compose like you know, like a recipe, you know, of a food. Everything is, you know, perfectly, you know, mentioned there. All you have to do is to cook. So like that, you know, all are, you know, sum up and easy to, you know, put into practice.
Ani laba da so so la chang go yi de wa ji de jo ba ji sen yi de ka sa ga su ga ni xie sa le de ne ga su na da mo su chi ma san na ji tim ran yi le go yi de chang go do la de
and also the internal condition, you know, at leisure and the 10 opportunities, you know, these are, you know, these are, we got it.
And,
you know, if all the causes and conditions assemble, meet together, then, you know, if it didn't produce, you know, the result, if you say it didn't produce the result, then there would be, you know, a wrong reason.
So, you
know, such as you are a farmer and you got the fertile land there and you got the seeds there and you got all the equipments and, you know, fertilizers and all the cause and conditions you got there. You know, now, whether you sow the seed and work on the field or not, that is up to you. If you do the works and sow the seeds, you know, there's no doubt, you know, that there will be a harvest.
Bena nge chu du ni gu mu du nge xie gu mu du se de la le mu du ro sa la da.
So we can say that, you know, I don't, you know, understand the teaching and, you know, I don't know how to practice, you know, if we, you know, say like that, you know, then that would be wrong. You know, it is like not sowing the seed on the land. Like a farmer who got everything gathered there, but he didn't work on it, it would be like that.
Jinse ni pat ko xie song la da. Pe na chorang ki chu du ne de, ne xi jin ge xie ne da na ge jin ne de de wa ji dan jo ba ji chang bi xie de sa song na jinse ya da re sa la da.
So the second, you know, can I able to practice? Then, you know, yes, because, you know, external, internal condition are there, you know, I can find a, you know, a good teacher, and I got the leisure and the opportunities mentioned in here, so, you know, I got everything, so, you know, I am capable to practice. So we need to know the whatever mentioned here. First is, you know, we need to practice. Then second is, we are capable to practice. And, you know, third is, you know, we need to practice right now.
Then you said the dugo bane sondo de maduna jewa duma denjo shin de ne ka bishares.
So the third is, you know, we need to not right now. Third is, we need to practice in this lifetime. Because, you know, the need to practice in this lifetime, because if you do not practice, it will be very difficult to obtain leisure and opportunity again for many lifetimes.
Tegi jitsen wo nama pangwa dhina du alitin dhikhi ta jasho kuyina. Nga tsu mwanchi wala tegi sanchi te yor wala da pecha tata loa chenpo reishun karayina ji loa chenpo se kanji tindri reishun tata jiwa shima tindri yapo jine na ngane che yapo ji dhugin da sangin rechi. Ngane nga tsu mwanchi wala yungu yasar wata.
So we all have this kind of thought or feeling that, you know, in this life, you know, you know, sometimes we think it's too late, or sometimes we think that, you know, I am not that, you know, knowledgeable to practice, or sometimes in this life I cannot able to practice because I got this and that kind of responsibilities, you know, so we postpone our practice to next life, you know, and next life I will get a good rebirth and I will practice, very diligently. That kind of feeling we all have, and that kind of thought we always have that.
Kanje sendela ene chud dugu ba maze sendela dugu de ene de na gi jiwa de yang da yang de ne ka bi shar se de jin sen ro was.
So at this kind of thought or feeling occurs, we need to know that, you know, we got to practice this in this life. Because, you know, when we die, you know, we don't know, you know, we will get this kind of a birth again. You know, it is very, seems like very, you know, very rare and very hard to find, because looking at our, you know, situation. So like mentioned here, you know, also, you know, the great master Shantideva also mentioned that, you know, looking at our present behavior of the mind and body, you know, it looks like, you know, we won't able to reborn as a human next life. So if we don't reborn in a human life like now, then, you know, we will only create a non-virtuous thing. We will never get a, you know, chance to accumulate the merit and to do the virtuous things like this lifetime.
Mune rwa sa da da jese shwa la sumana yi rani ki shwa kan rei ba de ta da ha ko bu rwa la den ri ki shwa ba den ji ma de na da mili ta ba de ka bo yin sa rwa
as Master Shantideva mentioned, is very true, you know. Other people don't know our, you know, behavior of the minds and physical, but, you know, we ourselves know very clear. So, you know, looking at our behavior of the three duals, it is not good. So, you know, it is most not likely to get a human rebirth in next life.
Mili thapa manje na dipa mato gyawa jenu, dipa chiko mato gyawa jenu mendo aas. Sondwa.
If we don't reborn as a human, then, you know, the other sentient beings do is mostly the negative things. There's hardly they can engage or perform any positive, things.
Ani dipa segi njebe thala ani dendro mayule denje da thagu marwas. Dendro ke sana tongo dine ni jawa thala chi manjo na jawa shema pencho la mayule dense ide shinde na kabo yin sarwas.
So if that is the case, then, you know, if we do, if, you know, we do only negativities, then, you know, there is no really any hope to again, you know, reborn as a human in next life. So, you know, looking at all those things, you know, this lifetime is the only time that, you know, we are able to practice.
Yeah. Dipa kechi chi shebe yi kechi chi she dipe changsa keba nami ne son nas tome sabi dip sabi kasa tome ko sadi ki dendon ro me che go son do dipa kechi ma chi sa wa de ni yi ne wa nami la ne ga sa son do as ne san nga su toma me ba tan da ba le dipa ma do gwa ji ne ru me yin sa ne gwa shi ma me yi le de to se de da ka yun sa ma ro son do.
So not only that, you know, if the moment of creation of the negativities by our three door, we will fall in the, you know, lowest hell for, you know, eons. If that is the case, then you know we have create you know negativities from beginningless time, then you know we really don't have any hope to reborn as a human as like now for many lifetimes.
Deyi kanji chendele chudu gugure mato chewa shimale rewa jayadu kaburin duwa la da rani gishu bala tani. Da chiran so yang yapo yana yang dike chetadan rogu mari mato.
So what this suggests is that, you know, if we cannot able to practice in this lifetime, then, you know, if we leave it for next life, then, you know, it is impossible looking at our behavior, it is impossible to get the, you know, perfect human birth like now. So there's no way we could practice.
Bena tanda nga tsu gi san chi ji ro bena kang ye jin ne che ma ni gi me chi gi dong he ma bo chi sa na shu ro go ma ro ma do thoma ji te ya thoma cha ba na zo de ma ho ba cha je dang de ma ho de so na san na ji tong ye so na de jin ju ji so yi me li ten se yi de ba nga tsu ka cha sang ji yo di su de me me ji re do la da di su ye chen na san na do na
so you know we are like you know people who born in a very gifted family that you know we have that never experience any you know hardships in our life. We are like that. You know, if you have experienced a lot of hardship, then you know what it is and what it feels. So like that, you know, if we able to understand you know the formation of the universe and as well as you know how the universe happened to end and the difficulties to gather the causes and conditions to assemble the human human life. If we know all these things, then you know we cannot really afford to lose even a moment of this lifetime's leisure and opportunities mentioned here.
Benan roagi roa sanjeng ri le bacha jang ne mase de nyu 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 roa la da.
And also if we look at the other sentient beings in number, then you know human population would be really really small.
Me you know you been a chukeleng yeseng ite bed nyu nyu roa la da.
And also among the human, you know, people who believe in spirituality is very 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 small number.
Te yu no gi pe na ngatsu nambi che sen na jigi mar kan le jin re da che wang ha shi khe leng se de pa pe ji thoy me bi son ji ro la da pa me yi thong bol pa ta wa yin na ya.
And among the you know believers, the practitioners, you know, they really don't you know to practice to observe the law of causality, you know, is even smaller in number.
Bena jenda nga su ye gomre bena nyase na dipa yori yo mare singe ji ji changkar ji chambor ji jo ji na ji kahi yen de ji ji ya ha ko ma su se ya da ba ji ma do kanje dipa yori singe ji ja che ja nyu wa yore sa na da.
For example, like among humans, you know, if somebody asks that, you know, if you fish, that is, harming other sentient beings, you know, it is, negative things to do. If somebody say like that, you know, then, you know, most probably you say, I don't know, it's negative or positive. Maybe most people say like that, but it would be very rare that people will say that, oh, to fish is a kind of sin or non-virtue, you know. People who will consider that is, you know, almost none.
Then I'm so yawa is the case of my conja pigitel, so such a good and drawing a chins on a till she has on a sen and that's she sen on the Udo.
So, you know, the sentient beings, define as, the being who has a mobility, who can move by itself from one to another place. That got the mind. So, you know, if we saw somebody, you know, harming that kind of sentient beings, and then we do feel some kind of uneasy.
But na mechen yu shan ma do pen tenju ye tenju tenche ne ka yeme de sana tong de bet de ma wo de song da chi ka sa kala pen che pa chen ne ani thong he ji gu ye do.
So we don't tackle all those things in our everyday life, but if we really investigate through a reasoning, that looking at the past, present, and future, and all those things in a really big picture, then we will know that the precious human rebirth is leisure, opportunity, rare to find, and all those things. Then we will really
understand.
So that is the reason that we need to practice the teaching in this life.
Sendele chu dugo ba ma che tata ni ne dugo re tata ni ne dugo te ne chura na shen ne ba me bi shir song do na chen ni me.
So the fourth is that, not only we need to practice teaching in this lifetime, but, we need to practice right now. So it says the need to practice right now. Because, why? Because the reason is there is no certainty when you will die. So this, because there is no certainty when we die, it is a good reason, to practice right now. We all cannot guarantee 100% that we will wake up tomorrow life. So as Rinpoche, he thinks, tonight he won't die 100%, he think like that.
Ta mejeda ji ke kare chene che dogi she ma sa nga ta de ta che yin sa la gar la.
So and if somebody asks Rinpoche that, you will wake up tomorrow life, why? Because Rinpoche will answer, I am in good health and young.
Ti jin sen ya da lo sun ro ma sun la ta che san don.
So is this a good reason or not? So this would be not a definitely a good reason, because people, right now we are talking, and after a while people might fall down, anything can happen. It's unpredictable.
Pena nga su talo pyo nu ne shee ye pena chu se ni su chi le me tong da song ye chi ka tu khere de 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 shi sha wa ra la da pena nge me ra la da.
So like in Tibet when the earthquake happened, you know, thousands of people die in a moment. So you know that is unpredictable, you know, so anything can happen to us too, like that.
And chi ka chi dandara chu che ge de nga chu ye le nge ba me bi shi se jin se de ge ne su su sem ba la zuo ji le tu jie gu shi la da.
So you know we need to practice right now. Why? Because there is no certainty you will die. So you know to analyze on this reason and you know try to get a sense of feeling of urgency to practice the teaching.
Sumbe ne se dipen na chen de la chu du gu re se nge de yi gar pen to yer se na sumbe ne se ji wa ti ma no se chu sha wo nya ne nya ne se de bi le long go la sa ti ba ji lo ro ji.
So we read through the text. Among these, the third stops the laziness of giving up, which thinks I will practice the teaching in future lives.
So Gangala Jita Jiwane Tsara Tanchi Nga Tambi Chitu Huyi Sengi Ji Imadu Kato Kato Lani Meche Nga So Lelo Ji Ngo Dedeo Rola Tata.
So that is laziness always, you know, we are in.
Tiki Lelo Lelo kare lelo kaguwa re sa suna, nge chu, nge jiwa shuma nge chu dhru chukwa re sengi ye, lelo te mebo zogwa re, sende la chu dhru gote, nge tenjo, nge nge jishinda nge kayo shir se, jinsi sana tongpa la tenne, nge jiwa shuma penchil nge chu dhru yin se, tiki lelo yin gong le dede yate kaguwa re sondwa.
So that means, you know, the third, you know, the need to practice in this lifetime, stop the laziness of giving up, to practice teaching for next life.
Tata ni ne dugu ba sing de jipane se sen de dugu jangs lo don dawa dan shang ha ma na ma du jang shima shima lo du be chu nya ne min ju be le long go be ten ni ne du ba du ne son de se jang chu ko sa jipe le lo de ka go do.
The fourth need to practice right now will help us. We go through the text. Although I should practice in this lifetime, it is enough to practice later on and not to practice in my early years, months and days. Therefore, it is acceptable to create a list of
pe kwa debo duwa se la da pe na nga chung kangat li lo te roa pe na sanyi dhugin, nanyi dhugin se kanje lo dan dawa dan lo jima la dhugin se kanje tenri chena nga chul haba rawa la da.
So this is looks very, you know, realistic, you know, because, you know, we all postpone our practice for tomorrow or next week, next month, next year, like that all the time.
Dēlā kōntōrō mōchīngi mā sōngō sē lāi bāngi bēnā chū chēchū jīnī māndrē mā chīgī ngā tsō lō nyēhī rō tsā rēs tā chēgī chēgī sāna yīnī lō nyēhī dzō rō gō rēs tā chūngu mā sō sēnā lō chū chēnā yīnī mē tsē tōngzē chū rō gō rēs sōngō rō wāsā rātā.
So like one of the Tibetan master Khongdang Rinpoche you know said that, you know, our life is like this, to practice our life is like this. You know, 20 years pass, you know, without, you know, recalling to practice the teaching, 20 years pass. Then, you know, 20 years, you know, hoping to practice, I will practice, I will practice in this, you know, way, 20 years pass. And then, you know, now, you know, we will say that now it's too late to practice, you know, And like this, 20 years pass, and there's that end our life in a meaningless and empty hand. So that is very realistic, what mentioned by Kungda Rinpoche, because, you know, we all, you know, most thinking the same way. So, and also mentioned that, you know, today, next month, next year, you know, I have got this and this and this and that responsibilities. So as soon as, you know, I finish all these responsibilities, then I will do a, you know, genuine, you know, practice after that. You know, that is how we plan to practice our teaching. So, you know, that is how we let us ourselves down. So most probably we all have this kind of plan, you know, this month, this day, this year, next year, I have to do this and that, then, you know, after all these responsibilities finish, then I have nothing to do, I will totally dedicate to my practice. We all might have that kind of plan. So all this kind of you know, thought or the feel, you know, plan is you know, is a bad thinking or bad plan that deceive us and let us down.
Tik kareli jaten lu dogor san chu chen na tata ni che gu gore sing jaten re la da.
So those things will, you know, encourage us to practice dharma in this life, not only this life but, you know, right now. So somebody asked, why you answer would be, you know, because, you know, the death is uncertainty. So why we need to practice dharma in this lifetime, then we should answer, because, you know, this kind of leisure and opportunity is very difficult to obtain. So, you know, in this life, you know, I could able to practice because, you know, all the resources, external, internal causes and condition
are there.
So why I need to practice dharma? The answer would be because, you know, I want happiness and I don't want suffering, and to achieve happiness, you know, true happiness is, you know, best method is to practice the teaching, and to overcome, get rid of the suffering, you know, is to practice the teaching. So these are all, you know, we need to meditate. Don't, you know, just, you know, point toward the other people, but, you know, we need to reflect within our mind, and then we need to sit down, relax, and analyze it, you know, what mentioned here, and try to get a sense of, you know, feeling and sense of urgency to practice. So we read through the text, therefore it is acceptable to create a list of three qualities by subsuming these two into one. Practicing quickly, in this case, mindfulness of death is indeed relevant here, but I will explain it later, otherwise this will become too wordy. So we read through the text, if you reflect on this human life of leisure and opportunity from many perspectives, you will greatly affect your mind. We read through the text. Therefore, contemplate as instructed above. If you cannot do this, condense this material into three topics. What the nature of leisure and opportunity is, how it is important in terms of temporary and final goals, and how it is difficult to obtain in terms of its causes and effects. Then take from the above explanation whatever accords with your mind and meditate on it. So, from many perspectives, whichever is greatly affect our mind, we need to start meditating on that perspective. So, you know, no matter whatever, you know, we do, our mind cannot able to discipline. Why? So because, you know, the answer would be from beginningless time, we are always, you know, meditating on, you know, ignorance, hatred, and attachment, and so on. So, and as, you know, Master Shantideva mentioned that, you know, our true enemy, you know, like anger and attachment, so on, these don't have a, you know, powerful hands or feet, and they don't have any, you know, powerful weapons and so on. And also they are not brave, and they are not, you know, wise. But, you know, we always become the slave of these enemies from beginning. This why?
Because
we become the slaves of this, enemies, the negative emotions all the time, and we meditate on these negative emotions, all the time. So now on, we need to divert our mind from this kind of negative emotions toward the, what mentioned in the Lamrim, beginning with the reliance on the Guru and, recognizing the, potential of the human life and so on. So, the people like us, the beginner, when we practice, it is really hard to, get the result, immediately. So we need to make lots of, efforts. So then what we have to do is we have to do according our, abilities that, try to divert our mind as much as possible from those negative emotions toward, what we learn from the Lamrim. And at the same time, we do the, the practice, seven limb practice, to accumulate the merit and to purify the negativities. In short, that we try our best to divert our mind into the positive side, so that we can able to, discipline our mind gradually. So other than that, people like us, we cannot able to obtain a, higher realization, like, we can control our life and death and so on. These are, at our situation, hard to obtain this kind of realizations. And also look the great master as our role model and try to follow their step as much as we can, then, you know, always try to be positive, then, you know, we will be able to, you know, arrive in a good situation. So we will do the question answers, maybe one, two question answers, we have a time. So no questions, then we will dedicate. So at the beginning, if we meditate on the, you know, love and compassion, you know, altruistic thoughts, then, you know, here at the end, you know, we have the object to dedicate our merit already. So if we don't have the object created at the beginning, then, you know, we will dedicate whatever merit we have, you know, collected, and as well as the, you know, the virtue of the Buddhas of the Ten Directions, all gather together and dedicate this to, you know, have a, you know, good understanding of the, you know, a precious human rebirth, a precious human birth, and as well as how to obtain the human rebirth, and what you know, we have obtained right now this human life. I won't try not to waste it and try to utilize it for the benefit of all the sentient beings.
Den don do king no gombin to che bon je de no san chuan ba yi den bien ni bo ren do se je no bo sa ji chu je me do do re ro ni ji nian de jian ba de sa je Yeah.
Yeah.